Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative Radio Show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to proof negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
You are listening to the Proof Negative Radio Show live on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. Welcome to our humble abode here at Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. And I want to thank everybody here for joining us tonight. Today is Wednesday, so we will have Wendy joining us here in just a second. And you could be part of the show here as well if you like. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to take your call. So, Wendy, welcome in.
Hi, how are you? Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Well, thank you. Sorry I did not book a guest today because I thought I had one until you asked me earlier, who do we have tonight? And I thought for sure I booked all 4 days this week.
Oh, it's okay. I did ask a few people if they wanted to come on, but they're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo tonight, unfortunately. So
all right, well,
I
that's life.
Yeah.
That's my own, it's my own fault, but that's okay because sometimes it's good to just talk news and stuff. So that's fine.
Sure, and I have a lot to talk about.
Oh, good.
well,
then
yeah. So, did you do anything for Cinco de Mayo?
Other than work? Not really.
Oh, okay. So, see, I was with my parents last night. We were having dinner with them, and I told them that I was looking forward to Cinco de Mayo today because I was making tacos, and I low-key make the best tacos ever, and I low-key make the best guacamole ever. So I was really looking forward to making it, and it was delicious. But my parents let me know that it was actually, or the reason why people celebrate Cinco de Mayo is because the Mexicans won over the French army, I suppose.
Okay.
It was a battle like that, and I had no idea, which is funny because I'm French. So I'm like, oh, darn. Well, one of my favorite holidays is one where my heritage got beaten over. Oh, well, though. I still love everything about Mexican food. It's probably my favorite food. So whatever.
My favorite would probably be Thai.
Oh, yeah. For me, Thai and Japanese food is definitely, if I could have it every day, I would. But to make at home, I just feel like Mexican food is just so much easier. So that's my go-to.
My favorite food, unless I count rainbow cookies, but my favorite food is Tom Kha Gai soup, if you've ever had that from a Thai restaurant.
No, but I will have to order it next time.
Coconut milk chicken soup.
Oh, yum. Especially for me, I love everything coconut.
So it has mushrooms and onions and lemongrass and galanga root and a bunch of other stuff. I can make that from scratch, and it tastes pretty authentic.
Oh, wow. Can you repeat the name?
Tom Kagai. If you're trying to spell it, it's three words, T-O-M,
okay.
And then K-A, and then G-A-I.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then soup. Okay. I have to see if my local Thai restaurant has it.
They will. It's one of the most common things to order in a Thai restaurant. It's not a surprise to people.
Oh, okay, cool. Good, great. Because I have, like, this local Thai restaurant. They're super nice, and they recognize my voice every time I place a takeout order. They're like,
okay.
Is this Wendy? And I'm like, yes, it's me. Hi. So they're good people, and I love ordering from them. They're a very small business, and I like it. And they also do sushi, too. But, okay, that's awesome. I wrote that down, and I'm definitely going to check it out next time. I'm always looking for new food suggestions.
Yeah, I showed some people at my old job at the building a couple years back, and I showed them I made it, and I let them sample, and they asked me where I ordered it from because it was too good for me to order because I'm not Thai. I shouldn't know how to cook like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know that, or I've said before that I'm a big foodie, so that's really cool. And I know my husband likes my cooking, which is great because before he met me, he was a straight-up meat and potatoes kind of guy, and he had not tried any of the food that I introduced him to that he eats on a regular basis now.
Okay.
But speaking of food, I do have some good news. Last weekend was Blues, Brews, and Barbecue in Naples, and it was a festival. It's an outdoor festival where it celebrates blues music, barbecue, and beer. And I know I went last year, and there was almost everybody wearing a mask there. Well, not almost everybody. I shouldn't say that. I would say it was split. And when we went last Saturday, hardly anybody was wearing a mask. So that's good news for us. We were very happy to see that. And
I'm sure that the 10% that were wearing their double mask didn't sneak up on anybody and start yelling at them and hit them over the head with a frying pan because they weren't wearing a mask.
No, everybody was fine. I don't really understand why people are still wearing masks. Unfortunately, what I hate seeing, and I kind of see this the most, is families that aren't wearing masks, but then the young child is wearing a mask, and he must be no more than 12 years old.
Oh, I understand.
And he's the only one wearing a mask. That's a little concerning to me that the young generation, which are least likely to have symptoms or be affected by COVID, they're the ones wearing the mask. That kind of makes me sad. And I did see that a couple times this weekend. So that was my only, that really sucks. Why is that kid wearing a mask? Oh, especially because I know a few times ago that my husband and I went on date night, same thing. At the dinner table that we were at, only the small child that was maybe 12, maybe 13, possibly younger, he was the one that had the mask on, but the rest of the family didn't.
Hmm.
So I'm kind of curious why that is.
I do have to say I'm very happy in the sense that I'm sure my wife probably wears a mask when she goes places without me, but when she's with me, she doesn't wear a mask at all.
Yeah.
I think that's usually how it is, where someone just is, I'm going to say my wife is probably the average person in America, where they're willing to go without a mask if somebody else is, but they're not going to go on their own because they're afraid of confrontation. And my wife knows that I can stick up for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But most people
I've already told you, my mom, she doesn't want to have any problems, so she just goes in with a mask. She says it doesn't bother her, but I told her last night, I'm like, if you're going to talk the talk, then you got to walk the walk.
Right.
So I'm still trying with her. But
that's the whole thing, and I want to get into here the next vaccination, which they're discussing will be available in 60 to 90 days for part three or part two if you're a Johnson & Johnson fan. And I know you saw the broccoli man that I just made last night, but did you see the one I made over the weekend? His first stand-up routine. So he says it best as far as the vaccine goes, where we have people rooting for their favorite side effects. I've never heard of anybody saying that they prefer a special injection over the other one. And we have people like Dr. Mercola. I heard him on Alex Jones today, and he said to stop calling it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And
and
he said that if we label it a gene therapy, then they can't force what they want to do, because for it to be a vaccine, you have to prove that it fights the particular virus, and there's no evidence that this protects anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact when he said, when Broccoli Man said that, not just about rooting for the side effects, but why do we have people, I looked at this on Twitter, there's people that are saying they're on Team Johnson & Johnson, and if you're on Team Pfizer, you're an idiot, and somebody said that if you're on Team Moderna, you use brick phones, and then someone said if you use AstraZeneca, it means that you're using an Android phone. I don't understand.
No, that's I didn't see any of this, but that's very surprising to me.
But with all these side effects and all these deaths, I'm trying to understand how many of these people actually did their research and studied which vaccine they wanted, as opposed to going to their doctor and their doctor says, I use Pfizer. Okay. I doubt anyone that goes to the doctor and gets this says, well, I don't want Moderna. Do you have any of the other ones? I bet you nobody ever says that. They don't know the first thing about a vaccine, so they just get what their doctor gives them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you go to your favorite barbecue restaurant and you ask for a Coca-Cola and they say, no, we serve the inferior kind. Most people go, okay, I'll drink the inferior soda.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, well, I'll have water instead. So people just take whatever they're given.
Yeah, I think
and
so, too. I know.
Don't think I'm a Coca-Cola fan, because I'm not. I just refuse to say the other company's name. That's how much I despise the other one.
How come?
I know why it's a very long, drawn-out story, but over the last decade and a half, that particular company is the number one company for GMO use.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't drink either, so when I see this on the news, I don't really read it because it doesn't affect me, so this is news to me.
But there's only one kind of soda that I drink for the most part, And,
which one's that?
Well, let me put it this way. I bought 2 years ago. We had people coming over because we were having our annual Barefoot is Legal meeting, and I figured we'd be over my house. And there was three packs of Coke Life for $10. And for a while, Coca-Cola, until they discontinued it in December, had a soda that was mixed with real sugar and stevia.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that.
Yeah, it was the green bottle.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, actually Memorial Day will be 2 years. I bought three 12-packs for $10. I still have two of the 12-packs unopened, and I gave some out when all the people were here last year. That's how often I drink soda. I might have four cans in 2 weeks, and then I won't touch it for 8 or 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink Zevia, which is made with strictly stevia, and that's it.
Yes, I was going to say that. That's what I drink. I drink Zevia.
Their ginger ale is probably my favorite soda ever.
Me too. Their ginger ale
is real good. The root beer is good. The cherry cola I like, but things like grape and strawberry I can't stand. They just don't taste right.
I've never liked grape soda, and the strawberry one is meh to me, but that's so funny because the ginger ale is definitely my favorite, and the root beer is my second favorite. And so
yeah, then the cherry one would be third for me.
Sure, which one might? I think my third one would be the, what do they call it? Mountain Zevia, I think. Zevia.
Yeah, that's in my top five, along with cream soda.
I don't think I've had the cream soda. But, yeah, that's a very good brand. I really like it. But I also really like just sparkling water. And lately that's mostly all I've been drinking other than water. I use Waterloo, and I know there's LaCroix, and I do prefer Waterloo. And my favorite flavor is lime. And zero calories, zero sugar.
I can't drink sparkling water. I've tried, and I even tried one of my favorite flavors of stuff, which is passion fruit LaCroix. And I just can't get into it. I love passion fruit anything.
Yeah. The LaCroix, I wish that Seat to Table sold Waterloo because I would much prefer going with Waterloo over LaCroix. But it gets my, I don't know, it gets my craving.
Okay.
When I'm really craving something sparkling, and it's just so nice in the morning, just having something nice and just it clears.
And by the way,
I don't
drink coffee either. I'm a tea person.
I drink coffee once in a while. I don't go through the hassle of making it though. So if it's not already made, I don't make it. I just heat it up in the microwave if it's made.
Oh, yuck.
No, it's not
microwaved
that bad.
Microwaved water is probably one of the nastiest things ever.
Don't tell me. It's very easy to do.
You can't just fill up a pot and a boiling water and just come back in 3 minutes or less and you have water for tea or instant coffee?
Oh, sure. That I could do, but it's just like if we have leftover coffee in the coffee pot, I'll just pour it in a mug and reheat it in the microwave.
Yeah, we haven't used the microwave in this house since 2010 anyway.
Yeah, for a very long time I was not using a microwave, but it's just so easy. And just the simplicity of just getting it done. Like, for example, I do these awesome spaghetti squash boats, and I know it's just so hard to cut across down a spaghetti squash. If I just put it in the microwave for a bit, it makes everything so much easier for me. But I try not to use the microwave as much as I can. If I
this is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah, I mean, for a very long time, I wasn't using it. But I don't know. I know that there's a lot of people that say that it's fine to use stuff like that, and then there's other studies that say it's not. Well, why do you think it's not okay to use a microwave? I'm just curious, because...
Well, within 20 seconds, every nutrient that is in whatever it is you're cooking has been zapped out of it.
I did read that, so I try to make sure for vegetables, unless it's my spaghetti squash, that I do it in the oven or on a stovetop. But with coffee, what's wrong with reheating up coffee? Because coffee doesn't really have nutrients.
Well, the water does. And there are some nutrients in coffee, actually. Depending on what kind you're drinking, there are health benefits to it. And I, not being a coffee drinker, I don't have every list of ingredients or health benefits on me. But I know that there are. And if you want to check that out. But if anything, the water, you'll have to, I can't think of the guy that did this study, but your water, I'm trying to think of what the science is called on it because it's going to bother me. but you can talk to your water. Hashimoto, I think it might have been, that did the study, where he talked to the water in a pleasant, happy tone, and then he talked to another glass of water that just yelled at it all the time. And I'm sure you know which one grew up a lot or had more property benefits to it. And just like with plants, if you talk to your plants, it's supposed to pick up that positive vibe as opposed to just yelling at the plants, and then the plants don't want to grow because they don't have that connection, I guess.
Yeah, I did hear about that, about the plant study. I hadn't heard about it with water, but that's really interesting.
Yeah, so the microwave would pretty much zap all that out, so... You would have dead water, so to speak.
Well, you're definitely...
And it doesn't heat up the same either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, that's giving me a lot of...
And I forgot where it is I was going with that, too, because I had a story I was going to segue over to, and now I completely forgot where I was going.
That's okay. We're talking about health.
Yeah, I realize
that.
I
think I told you, I think it was last show, how my running speed had gone up and I was feeling so well rested. And I have to say, I'm not happy. This past week, my timing went back to normal. And I guess it's because I have not been that well rested.
Well, it's probably because you weren't wearing enough masks.
Or maybe that. Maybe I need to put on, well, I don't wear any masks, as you know. But
well, that's the
maybe
problem,
I'm
guessing.
I don't know, but I am bummed, and I did want to share with you that I was sad. Because I was so happy to tell you my running speed has gone up. everything is great, but nope, went back to normal this week.
Well, you probably know me. I'll tell you that you're wearing too many shoes.
Actually, I've been starting to run indoors lately, so I don't wear any shoes while I'm running.
Okay, well, that's a good start.
Yeah. I don't think I've even put on shoes today. I stayed home working all day.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Darn.
But all right, so while I'm still trying to think about what it is that I wanted to go over, I wanted to play this clip here. There's a guy in Costco that had 8 employees standing around him, yelling at him to get out. So this was on TikTok. And it doesn't say where the video came from, but I'm going to play this real quick.
Okay.
Let me just get my audio ready because I didn't upload it. I'm just going to play it from the computer here.
Now, see this, I got 8 Costco employees. Is anybody tired of this tyranny? You love tyranny. You love tyranny. You get out. You get out. You get out. No more masks. 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 We're out of here. Let's leave. No more masks. 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 No more. You know what the funny thing is? In 6 months or a year from now, you're going to be looking for people like me to stand for you. Where's the men at? Where's the freaking men at that will stand for your liberty? Where's the men that will stand for liberty once again?
Thank you, Paul.
Liberty comes with... Y'all see this? I got...
There you go. Yeah, so what I found weird in that is... You had people, when he said, are you tired of tyranny? You had people in the background that said, no, they're not tired of tyranny.
Do they even know what it means?
No, they probably are saying, well, I'm wearing my diaper even though I don't want to, but I'm wearing it because I'm a good person. So they've uh-huh. symbolized that wearing a mask makes you a good person. And not wearing one makes you a bad person.
Yep.
So that's why it's become such a big political symbol. And you have millions of people out there that want to stop wearing these things, but they're afraid that somebody's going to call them a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I saw that. And that just tells you that people aren't scared of this virus. They're scared of being... yelled at or told, hey,
pressure.
You're doing something wrong.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yeah,
yes.
So with this
so,
peer pressure, well, guess what? And I've been talking about this for the last few days here, but the third round of the vaccine is going to be a very critical one.
Yeah, and I
right
wanted
now,
to ask
you're
about
seeing,
that.
You're seeing, for example, in New York, at the Mets and Yankee games, and in Seattle at the Mariners games, they're going down the aisles asking if anybody wants their vaccine. So have you been to a Tampa game before for baseball?
No, I'm not a big sports fan.
Have you been to a baseball game ever or any game?
No, actually. But I've seen them on TV.
All right, so they have salespeople that go down the aisle yelling, get your peanuts,
yes.
Get your peanuts here, ice cold sodas.
Now
so they go up and
vaccine.
Down the aisles. Yes, that's what they're doing. I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know about
get
that.
Get your vaccine here. Vaccine, receive 2 tickets to an upcoming baseball game if you get the vaccine.
Wow. But that's absurd to me, and I had no idea.
Yeah, so that,
but
that's,
I did see that.
But that's what's fresh now. So if you want to get the vaccine, then you can, let's just say that in a baseball stadium, there's three rows of seats.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not vaccinated, you have to sit in the top tier in the nosebleed section as far as possible away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got the vaccine, then you can sit literally right next to each other and get better seats. So if you don't want to sit in the nosebleed section, you can get your vaccine for free on site, and they'll move you up to the second tier at no charge.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Wow. I hadn't heard about that. All I heard about was that I think it was New York that fully vaccinated people can sit together at a stadium, but then unvaccinated people had to be away
That's
from
what
them.
I'm talking about. And they're vaccinating people at the stadium, so. You can flag one of the people that are trying to get you to do the vaccine, and if you take it, then you can go down to the next row, and you get two tickets to an upcoming game.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about you can get vaccinated on site. That I hadn't heard about. But, I mean, to get vaccinated, most of the vaccines, if you even want to call it a vaccine, I'm using
it's
the
not,
word very loosely.
Yeah,
exactly.
To me, it's just an injection.
Yep. But most of them require two shots.
Yes.
So,
the Johnson & Johnson requires the one, but what I want to get into here is that this booster shot coming up within 60 to 90 days has this quantum dot tattoo.
I saw it on your Facebook, and I have so many questions for you because I had not heard about this, and I really want you to let me know more about this because I am so curious about this.
Okay, so they're going to say it's just like a normal tattoo. But they don't want you to call it a mark of the beast. They want you to call it an implantable device.
Okay.
And they know that people think it's the mark of the beast, so they don't want you to call it that. So this is made, and I'm not kidding on this, with luciferase technology.
My husband actually had a question for you with that. Is that really the name?
Yes, and do you want to just take a wild guess on who owns the patent to luciferase?
Is that Gates?
Yes.
Not surprised.
So this, they're going to tell you it's a tattoo with little micro dots that go into your skin. Just like a tattoo, while everybody but me, I think, has tattoos. So
no, I don't have a tattoo either. Neither
okay.
does my husband.
All right. So they're going to try and for me, it's not even the needle part. I'm just not interested.
Yep.
I used to donate blood for years up until they required face diapers. So I stopped donating blood at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But that
I never
that's,
have.
But,
I am scared of needles, and I've always been. But I wouldn't want a tattoo either way, except for the henna
this
one.
Is what,
for fun.
This is what they're going to use to make sure that everybody has their vaccine scan. They're calling it a vaccine, but that's what they want. So if you go to a Costco or something, you have to scan your wrist, and then it'll beep at you, or it'll have a different beep, and then you're not allowed in the building if you didn't comply. or if you're outdated.
Yeah. And, I mean, haven't we been warning people of this for a very, very long time? And they called us crazy for it?
Yeah, well, this next thing, though, this is supposed to be so that everybody has their vaccine passport and nobody can fake it.
Yeah.
Because this tattoo will be able to read all the vaccines that are in your body. And eventually your finances will be hooked up to this.
I read somewhere that in northern India this is already going on and that they have a necklace that does this. And this would, like, help medical professionals tell you what you need for treatment or if you need certain vaccines, things like that. But I'm just so very much against this. And sometimes when I read news articles about this, I just ask myself, wait a second, is this a Black Mirror episode? I don't know if you've ever watched Black Mirror. It's on Netflix.
No, but I've seen The Truman Show.
Yes. Similar to that. Every time I read articles about these microchips, I just think to myself, am I reading a sci-fi fictional article here? Is this real? It's just so hard to believe, and it's so hard to believe that Americans will follow along with it.
Well, yeah, because we've gotten soft. And everybody you know is going to, if they fall for the vaccine, they're going to want to get this booster, because why would you get the two shots and not get the booster?
I know, that's what scares me. And I'm so tempted to talk to some of the people that I know that have gotten the vaccine and have been fully vaccinated. I'm so tempted to say, hey, at least when it comes to the booster, at least think about what I've been saying.
Well, they're going to tell you that you're crazy because it's not just a mark of the beast. It's just an implantable tattoo that they're going to put your banking system on. And it reads everything inside your body, but it's totally not a microchip.
I know that's the thing. I almost sent a text to somebody I care about a lot, and I thought about it. I reread the text maybe three times, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put in my notes on my phone, and I'll think about it later. And
well, I'll just tell everybody once. This way, when you have to talk to the nice gentleman upstairs and you think you could argue with, I had to feed my family or nobody told me. Somebody told you and the Book of Revelation told you also. So there's no nobody told me that's involved here.
Right. And there's also my brother who is very against getting that vaccine. He hates the mask. He won't wear one. But here's his problem. He hasn't seen his kids in 5 years because they live in Switzerland.
Mm.
And he doesn't know what to do. He wanted to see them this year in the fall. And fly there, obviously. But
well, good luck on that.
He doesn't know what to do. And he's actually thinking about getting the vaccine just to fly to Switzerland. Hmm. And I told him it is not worth it. I told him I did the research that we'll talk about it later in the summer when we have a better idea of what's going on, because he doesn't want to do it until the fall. But I told him, no matter what.
Yeah, but when the fall happens, then it'll be the quantum dot variety, and that's even worse. Not that I would recommend getting this at all, but it's going to get worse as time goes on until it gets better. So he's going to have to plan on not seeing his kids for a while unless he just defects and goes on a boat or a private jet and doesn't come back.
Yeah, I don't know. I told him I'd look into it, but I think it'll be smarter for me to look into it during the summer, not right now, because right now everything is so uncertain. But, yeah, I know flying privately is an option. And I know Peggy Hall has talked about private airlines, Patriot Airlines, I believe the name was.
Well, there's Freedom Airways. Which,
yeah, I think there's two different ones, which would be great if that was a thing. I would love that, especially because my husband's family is in Michigan. We'd love to go, well, not right now. We wouldn't love to go visit Michigan right now. Right now, we're happy in Florida, I have to say. But
I would go to
eventually.
Florida.
You what?
I'd like to go to Florida.
Yeah, you should come visit. Especially after everything DeSantis did on Monday, too.
I can't believe there's still stores that are trying to still push the masks, and there's still school districts there that are still saying, I don't care what DeSantis says, we're gonna push masks. I
know,
just can't
I don't
understand what these fantasies are with putting masks on kindergartners. I'll never understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Luckily, I live in Naples, so things have been all right for me. I even told my parents last night, I was like, you know, I'm almost a little disappointed that nobody has ever come up to me this entire time, and I haven't been wearing a mask, and I have studied and everything to know exactly what I'm going to say, no matter what somebody tells me. I was ready to fight. Nobody ever told me anything. And now Governor DeSantis has taken down all fines, everything for COVID. So now it's probably never going to happen. So, well. I guess I'll have to say that I went through COVID without wearing a mask and never being confronted about it.
Well, don't worry. Some of us have been confronted for you.
I know, and I want to fight for you guys, but I just I don't
if
know,
you're
I
really
like
that bored, you can always go to Sprouts.
Yes, there is a Sprouts here in Naples, and I haven't even bothered going there.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, no thank you. Although, I bet I could stand my ground there. I really am curious just to know. I almost want to go just to see what would happen. I know there was our main mall, like our main shopping mall with all the regular stores, you know, Macy's,
yeah.
Dillard's, all that. I think that they were requiring masks, but now I'm very curious to know if they're going to continue to. I haven't been in over a year, and I kind of want to go, just to see.
Well, you still owe us a trip barefoot somewhere.
Sure, I don't care. I would go there barefoot and maskless.
Okay.
And just let's see what people say. I mean,
okay.
Honestly, it doesn't bother me. But my husband and I have been talking about going there. We do need to do some clothes shopping because it's been a while, especially because we no longer use Amazon, so I can't even order clothes from there.
I will do Amazon over some of these other places. Amazon's not my favorite, but if they're the only ones that I can get something from, rather than put on a diaper, I'm going to go to Amazon. I can't ban them as much as I'd like to.
It's been very difficult. Trust me. I used to be buying things from Amazon multiple times a week. And since January, I have not used Amazon. And it's been all right. I have found alternatives. You can buy directly from the store. My dad was even saying over Easter to us how he used to buy from Amazon too, and all you have to do is Google search whatever you want, and then you might have to skip a few pages. Don't go to the first few links, but you will find what you want, and oftentimes it's even cheaper than what Amazon is selling it for. That's what he said, that's what I've been trying to do, and that's what I've been doing since January.
Hey, sometimes you can go to eBay and find stuff.
Yeah. I just know for me the hardest thing is cat stuff because Feed the Table, Oaks Farm. Actually, I shouldn't say that because Oaks Farm just started selling cat food and cat litter, which is great. That's exactly what I needed.
So you don't go to Chewy?
I don't what?
You don't go to Chewy.com?
I was about to, but then I saw that I had to have a certain amount to get free delivery, and I could not fill up my cart enough with things that I needed without having to store it somewhere, so I ended up not doing it.
Because if you use our links with the Giving Assistant and the Lolly, you get, I think,
mm-hmm.
$5 or $10 for signing up with Giving Assistant, plus I ordered on Chewy, and I think I got... I think I got 4.5% back, or actually I got it back because it went to the nonprofit. It went to Barefoot is Legal. And then you got a promo code. So it was like save $10 on 50 for you, and then I got 4.5% of the purchase, which goes to me anyway, but goes to the nonprofit's bank account. And then I went to Lolly. And whatever it was that I bought, I got 1.5% back in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, actually, not for Chewy, but for Fabletics today, I placed an order because I had a member credit and the Giving Assistant thing was on. And I was going to use it, and I was so happy, and I couldn't wait to tell you, hey, I use Giving Assistant. But... then my order ended up being $0.
Okay.
Because I had a member credit. So I don't think it went through. But
all right,
I did have it pop up, and I was going to sign up for it. But it just, yeah. But at least I got a pair of free leggings. I haven't gone shopping in so long. I'm so happy to get new clothes.
Okay, yeah, because that's what people tune into the Proof Negative show for, so they can hear that you bought clothes.
Sorry. It's been a really long time. I'm happy about it.
Okay. All right, well.
But I just wanted to tell you that I had it, like, set up. I just don't think it went through. If it did went through, then it was $65 that went to Giving Assistance. But I think because I had my member credit, it didn't charge anything.
Okay.
But I tried.
All right, so
this is what I'm saying.
I'm going to take our top of the hour timeout real quick. And
okay.
Then when we come back, I do want to play. I got some Tucker Carlson clips, and I also got some Broccoli Man I want to play, among some other stuff. I'm just looking for the commercials here. So where is it here? All right, there it is. All right, so we'll be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
So what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order.
Oh.
Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meat, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Show. So, Wendy, I want to go ahead and get some Broccoli Man out of the way here.
Sure. It was really good. I loved the stand-up comedy.
Which one do you think was better, the first one or the second one?
I liked both, but I have to say I loved the second one. My husband and I both cracked up with the $20 for gas thing.
Oh, all right. Just
that
all
was
right,
our favorite.
All Boiler right, so we'll hear both of them. We'll hear both of them.
Okay.
Thank you, my healthy friends. Glad I can be here tonight. Hope you all are breathing air without wearing a fake diaper. These mask bouncers are crazy. I got kicked out of a restaurant the other day for not wearing a mask. The lady said we had to keep our masks on at all times or else we could not eat there. I said to her, you do realize you sell food. Food goes in your mouth. She didn't get it. Do you think I am here just to look at your food? For real? What do they think? Do you think I am going to stare at it trying to convince it to jump through the mask and into my mouth? Thank you. Do they think I will give myself a C-section and just insert the food in my belly? I think they do. The lady said I could feed my zucchini sticks on the side of my mouth. I said, do you know when you touch your mask it is infected and you need a new one? She said I am wrong. She said she wore her mask for 3 days already and it is still fine. She washes her mask every week. Yeah, that is healthy. Like I am going to trust someone who wears a mask for 3 days straight on healthy food. So I left that communist diner. What a loser. These mask bouncers all think they are saving the earth. They brag about how they have asthma and still wear 3 masks. Crazy times, not I know. Like when the ambulance takes them away for lack of oxygen, the EMT driver fist bumps them for congratulations. Don't worry, we will put on your gravestone that he died to save the air for Bill Gates. That is right. I am also a vegan. Plus I voted for Biden. Seriously. They all virtue signal that they are losers. These mask bouncers are weak. They have no game. One of them said on my Twitter, Broccoli Man, if you come in my store without a mask I will punch you in the face. I said, you do know you would be breaking 6 feet social distancing rules. He thinks he is tough. You are 5'8" and weigh 138 pounds. You do not have the wingspan of Mike Tyson. Then he said, I will kick you in the nuts. I said, you try that and I am trained in Muay Thai and kickboxing. I am trained in martial arts. I hope to see more from you. Another liberal said, I wish the Constitution would go away. I hate all 10 of the amendments. That's why I want to punch your ass in the face. I said, thank you for letting me know. I always carry my Second Amendment. I fight strong. Also, I can make sure you do not have the right to a fair and speedy trial. Besides, how will you use my butt to punch me in my face? He surely does not know physics. Most people do not grow their own food. They just buy whatever Bayer and Monsanto makes. A vegan will eat a GMO tomato spliced with the DNA of a spider goat. Bananas, one of the cheapest fruits to buy. GMO bananas are 49 cents a pound and organic bananas are 59 cents a pound. I ask people why they won't buy the organic bananas. They say they are on a budget and cannot afford it. For real. The bananas you chose will cost you 91 cents instead of 98 cents. You would rather save the 7 cents to give it to the hospital? Is it worth it to pay a little more to not have pesticide in your food? That is why people are sick. If you cannot afford a few cents more on organic food, then you really will not afford the hospital bill when you have diabetes and a heart condition. The hospital costs a lot more than the 7 cents. You should have seen his cart. He had organic healthy snacks like pork rinds, 2 of the 12 packs of Bud Light, and a carton of cigarettes. Healthy life. Like he protecting his body by wearing 2 masks and a face shield. I forgot. He had a 12-pack of Diet Coke. But do not worry. Michael Robinson Obama told him he was healthy. She really is a nice lady. Thank you. I like it a lot. But these mask bouncers though. I went to the Starbucks drive-thru to buy the office a round of drinks and snacks. One mask bouncer at Starbucks refused to serve me in my car because I was not going to wear a mask. I said, my order is $68.39. Do you want my money or not? She said I can hand you over this food and coffees once you put on your mask. I told her I will put it on maybe one day. Like the 33rd of never in my lifetime. Thank you. Then I drove off. Left her holding the bag. Seriously though. If Creepy Joe, Dr. Fraudy, Michael Robinson Obama, or the pole model said that everyone has to go outside with their vaginas or Mr. Unlucky out for everyone to see, they would do it. Tell them some stupid reason and the public would do it like trained seals. Yes. I am showing my kumquats to help fight climate change. I am doing my part. My junk protects you. Your junk protects me. Seriously, they would. But no one knows how to grow their own food anymore. Does anyone here grow their own? Okay, a few people here, that is good. I had some friends over my house last week. I offered to cook dinner. I went to my garden and said I will cook whatever you want. He said he cannot trust me. It does not come from the store. I said you GMO shill. I only grow organic food. What do you want? He said, broccoli man. You are a conspiracy theorist. You take the seed out of a tomato, plant it in the ground, and you think a bunch of tomatoes will grow back. I'm like you, dud. That's called gardening. Like he does not know my name. He said I do not have time to grow any food. I said then you definitely will not have time waiting in a bread line and have to scan your microchip. This saves time and saves the planet. He said only a Trump supporter or a proof negative show listener would believe that. Thank you. It's true. I then wanted to push his buttons. Wanted to see how dumbed down he is. So I told him. I said, do you want to hear a conspiracy theory? Do you know? Do you believe in heredity? If your parents do not have any kids, that you will not have kids too? Crazy, I know. He said I was lying. And that I need to quit listening to Joe Rogan. I then told him about how the price of gas went up $1 this week. He said that's not true. Where I go, the gas is always the same price. I always give them $20. That is how brainwashed these people are. These are the same people that believe that pizza is a vegetable. People that please. These people would get the microchip if a store required it or to go see a concert. My friend said, broccoli man. If I get the microchip, God will understand. I have to feed my family. I told him, you dud. It is definitely in the Bible to never accept the mark of the beast. He said to stop voting for Trump. Like you really think you will win an argument with God. I think God means no means no. Anyway. We have to stand up now. We need to fight back against global tyranny. Please go to freedomizerradio.live. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time or 6 to 9 p.m. on Pacific Time. He has great guests and awesome co-hosts. Please check them out, they do great work. Stay free and do not wear face diapers, my air-breathing friends. Thank you and good night.
All right, that one was the one that I did yesterday. So, hope it was okay.
No, it was great. I watched it and then I showed my husband when he got home and we were both laughing.
See, now you could say Broccoli Man's one of your most favorite comedians ever.
Yeah, of course. I really like the stand-up comedy.
This is the one I did on Friday, so I wanted to play this one.
Thank you. Hello, fresh air breathing friends. I figured I could do a few minutes on stage tonight. Thank you all for coming. I got kicked out of the health food store for not wearing a mask. Which is weird because I thought they were for people that enjoy health. Thank you. So I was at Sprouts the other day. They do not pay their employees all that much. I go to the door. The mask bouncer up front. I think he gets minimum wage. He says, sir, do you have a mask? I'm like, why are you asking me for a mask? Does Sprouts not pay you enough money for you to buy a mask? I think it is rude to have a store tell their employees to beg customers for things. Employees should not be asking customers to buy them a mask. These stores are more worried about mask compliance than about making money. You think they pay their rent by telling the landlord we do not have $10,000 for rent. But we kicked out at least 500 customers a day for not wearing masks. You should be proud of us. Thank you. I went to the dentist last week. He said he would not see me unless I put on a mask. I said, you are here to do my teeth cleaning. How are you going to clean my teeth? Mind control. He said that was not funny. Then he told me he voted for Biden. He lost the customer forever. These restaurants are crazy. I have canceled a few gigs because they want me to wear a mask while talking or singing to you all. Who wants to pay to go see someone who does not talk right because they are wearing several masks? They are crazy about masks. Between you and me, sometimes I think Creepy Joe and the pole model are lip-syncing. You never see their masks. I think they are hard to understand. They are so obsessed with the mask that they cannot even think straight. Seriously. It was Creepy Joe's birthday. They brought him a cake and told him to make a wish. You should have seen him trying his hardest to blow out candles on a cake while wearing three masks. He offered a contest in April. $500,000 to the person that makes the best improvement to the mask. I think I can win that money. I just have to throw that nasty thing in the trash. Thank you. I would donate the money to the food bank to feed people that cannot wear a mask. But seriously, restaurant owners are brainwashed. They make you wear a mask until you get to your table. It is sometimes literally right next to where you are standing. We have all seen it. Like the Rona is just waiting in the air. But it knows not to go near your table if you are seated. I know that. We all showed up at an Italian restaurant. We all used wheelchairs. They said we needed a mask to sit down so we cannot get Rona. I told them we were already seated. Rona could not get us now. 21st century problems require 21st century solutions. Thank you. I saw a lady at a Whataburger. She was eating her fries with her mask still on. She looked at her chicken sandwich and said, I am very hungry, I wish I could eat this. Her husband says to her, you can take your mask off to eat. She said, I do not want to risk it. Rona might be sitting on the table next to us. She took her sandwich to go. She is getting on board the next ship of fuel. But don't worry, she will get her back to you. Maybe you all can help me understand social media. Now everyone online is bragging about which vaccine they got. These people are out there representing the vaccine that is going to destroy them. Why not just brag about which microchip you get? Seriously. I do not know which one everyone is rooting for. In the 1970s it used to be about burger wars. Then in the 1980s it was about cola wars. In the 1990s it used to be the long distance telephone plans. Do you remember those? They used to mail us checks to switch our long distance service to them. Like MC, I would mail us a $70 check to switch our long distance from Sprint. My long distance bill was $25 a month and they would mail me a $90 check. Then AT&T would mail me a $100 check next month to switch to them. People would ask me, Broccoli Man, who is your long distance company? I would say, whoever just sent me the last check. Then it became Internet Service War. We had America Online or Net Zero. Then in the 2010s it was about the Twilight movie. You were on hashtag Team Jacob or hashtag Team Edward. Now it is about what company you got jabbed in your arm. Like you are rooting for your favorite side effects. Stop wrong. I am hashtag Team Moderna. People that get Pfizer are using brick phones. Or get on board with Team Johnson & Johnson. They are much better than AstraZeneca. Someone told me they wouldn't be caught dead with someone that got the Moderna vaccine. I told them, don't worry, you will be caught dead after this next flu season. He called me a bunch of profanities. Then he had heart failure. Just kidding. He fainted when I told him my body, my choice. I have been wanting to know for a long time. Why does my body, my choice not count if it is about arm jabs and face diapers? Seriously, these aggressive liberals are bragging on social media about their side effects. I read about this one girl who was 24 years old and was paralyzed from the vaccine. And then she set her appointment for the next one in 2 weeks. That is what you call a slow learner. I just cannot believe it. You can go on Twitter and people are openly bragging and virtue signaling how they are unable to walk anymore after getting the vaccine. But they want everyone else to get it and they will get their booster shot. Some of them even take the time to remind us they are vegan and they voted for Biden. I am thinking it is a good thing that Bill Gates said he wants to depopulate the earth. These Biden voters should just rent a U-Haul, drive to Cuba, and get the out new country. Before I get out of here, I want to remind everyone to listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.live and listen to the truth. He has the best co-hosts and some of the smartest guests that we need to hear. Thank you, air-breathing friends.
All right, so that's it. So, Wendy, are you here?
Yes.
I just realized, like, about 30 seconds ago, I have to do something real quick. Do you have an article or something to talk about for about 2 minutes?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we'll go for it. I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem. So there is one thing that I would like to talk to Proof about coming up, and that's about Oregon. I almost couldn't believe it that they have made masks required indefinitely. That really surprised me. When my husband told me, I was like, no, you must have misread something. That's insane. But then I looked it up, and then I looked up the new rules. And he might be right. And I was just very, very surprised. And this just made me no longer even want to watch the new season of Top Chef that's going on right now. Now, I really love Top Chef. I've watched every single season. I believe last season was in Kentucky. I could be wrong. I've watched so many seasons. But for this season, it's in Portland, Oregon. And they keep showing people with masks. There are people social distancing. And talking about BLM, stuff like that. And quite frankly, that has made me not even want to watch the show. And it was my husband that started with the conversation while I was cooking dinner. He said, hey, you know what? I'm really not in the mood to watch Top Chef. I really don't like this season. I don't like that they're in Portland, Oregon. I don't like what they're doing this season. Do we have anything else to watch? Because we like watching cooking shows while eating dinner. That's our thing. But, I told him, you know what? Let's just skip this season. I don't care how much I like the show, how much I love Celebrity Chefs, how much I'm a foodie. You know what? Let's skip this season. And I hope they see it, that there's some people like us that will not watch the season because we do not support masks. We don't support Oregon. or BLM for that matter, mandatory vaccinations, vaccination passports. We're not on that side. So as of today, I stopped recording Top Chef for this season. Won't be watching the rest of the season. And it kind of sucks because we always like having shows to watch, but it's not worth it to me. If they're going to be that open about where they stand politically and it's against what I believe is right and what should go on in the world, then you know what? I'm not going to give them, well, I guess it's not my money directly, but give them my time so that they make money for my viewing purposes. But I was also telling my husband that maybe Oregon, California, New York, maybe they should all just form their own little state. I mean, that'd be nice. Away from us rational thinkers that want things to go back to normal. Because that's another thing. I was reading about how people were saying that if people just took the vaccination, things would get back to normal. But I don't think so. I think that that's just one step to multiple things that are going to happen over and over again. It's like, oh, okay, you can be that obedient and that compliant over this? Okay, how about this then? And I think it's just going to continue, and it's going to be worse and worse and worse. And then it's like, what do people like us do that see right through it, that have been predicting this all along? What do? And right now, I'm at the point where I honestly don't know what we can do and if there is anything to do. And I want to do something about it. And even me, for somebody who has been very politically neutral in the past or on my Facebook, for example, because I know I have family and friends that are on both sides of the political spectrum, I started speaking up a little bit. And I kind of like it because I think that some things need to be said. So I think I'm going to start speaking up a little bit. And if I don't like something on a TV show, you know what? It's not the end of the world. I'm going to start deleting their recordings and just not watching it. Whatever. And I can't wait for them to post a new post on Facebook or something about a new episode. And I cannot wait to say, won't be watching, and I will say exactly why I'm not watching.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I was talking about how, I don't know if you've ever watched the show Top Chef.
I know what it is.
Yeah, they're in Portland, Oregon right now.
Oh.
So as you can imagine, they're all about wearing masks, social distancing, BLM, stuff like that. And my husband did not want to watch the show this evening, even though that was one of our last shows to watch. And I told him, no, it's okay. If you don't want to watch it, hey, I want to boycott this season as well. It's cool.
Well, so
you don't have to explain. Yeah. So,
Oregon passed that, by the way, where they're going to be wearing masks indefinitely, they say. So they'll be the first state to make mask wearing permanent.
Yep. And I was just talking about that, but right before this show, I was reading the exact rules, the updated rules. I was reading it out loud, and
they are absurd.
They are stupid.
Well, talk to me
rules,
like I wasn't here.
Sorry. I didn't say exactly what the rules were, but I'm saying right before the show even started, this show, I was reading them out loud, and the rules are so, so absurd.
Well, talk to us.
Oh, gosh, I was getting upset. Here, I think I might still have it pulled up. Hold on. If I found it once, I can find it again. Here we go. Okay. So, masks are required statewide at all times unless an individual is at their own residence, is in their own personal vehicle, except when going through a drive-through or if interacting with an individual outside the vehicle, such as at a gas station, is under 5 years of age or is under 2 years of age and using public transportation or in transportation hubs, is actively eating or drinking, is engaged in activity that makes wearing a mask, face covering, or face shield not feasible, such as when taking a shower.
I can't believe they have to say that.
Right? I'll send you the exact thing that they sent out, but to me, you have to just read it to believe it, in my opinion. I couldn't believe that. And it sucks because I was looking at photos of Oregon, and it looks like a nice place. Just, I know I would never, ever go to that place ever again. Or, I've never been there, but
I
would
never
think about
going.
Yeah, I
haven't either, and I have even less plans now.
Yeah. But their rules are so absurd. But luckily, Ron DeSantis was really good to us in Monday, even though there are some mayors that are a little butthurt about what Ron DeSantis did on Monday. I know I watched a live video of the St. Petersburg mayor saying that Ron DeSantis was acting with too much power and he was forcing things on us. Yes, exactly. So I commented. I said, acting with too much power, but telling you that you have to suffocate yourself with a diaper on your face, not see your friends and family, get
there's a backwards speech, like you telling somebody that you have a choice to whether to wear a diaper or not, and no business can tell you otherwise, that makes you a Nazi, but demanding that you wear a political symbol on your face with no regard for health discussions or anything else. Yeah, that's good. That's liberal. But giving you a choice, that's a Nazi.
Right. I know. I couldn't stop myself from commenting.
Let me guess.
On that.
The St. Petersburg mayor is a Democrat.
Yes, he is.
That's why. Yeah, he's just upset that DeSantis won't force political symbols on their residents.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, and I couldn't help myself from commenting. You know that I try to not comment sometimes, but I've been getting better at speaking up.
Yeah, I don't know why people are afraid of speaking up, but because somebody says something bad to you, so what? They're going to say something bad to you anyway.
Oh, for sure.
And
I mean, I think
if they
could
dish it out, that means they could take it too.
I did have somebody reply to me. They were saying how not enough people are taking the vaccines and will never reach herd immunity. And then when I let it be known that I was not going to get the vaccine, then she just sent me a smile. She replied back a smiley face, and we didn't speak since. So I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not saying you become just a tyrant on your spy book page, but you do have your spy book page for a reason. You don't have to show it to anybody else.
Yeah. Sure. But one thing I do want to say about that live meeting that I saw, the St. Petersburg mayor did not speak the truth to, because he said that all children in public schools were vaccinated for this, this, and that. And I can tell you for a fact, I was not vaccinated for all those things. I know for a fact I was not vaccinated against the chicken pox. And he mentioned that the chicken pox was a vaccination that was mandatory in public schools. It is not mandatory, unless it became mandatory since I've been in public school. But I know I got mad when he said that, and I commented. But I don't know. And then about just got a notification. With vaccines, what I think is also terrible is that there's now articles and opinion articles coming out about people saying that vaccinated people need to shun, basically, people that are unvaccinated. Have you seen this?
What are you talking about? Well, I know that they want to separate the vaccinated people from the un, but I thought you had said something else.
But now vaccinated people are telling other vaccinated people that they need to shun us and basically say that we need to be socially ostracized and not spend time with us, not be around us, to make us feel bad. And in my opinion,
I've been saying we need to do that to them anyway.
Oh, for sure. I already told my husband, for the people that he knows at work that have been vaccinated, can you just try to keep your distance a little bit? And it's funny because I tell him, it's like, okay, now we're trying to social distance from the people that have gotten vaccinated.
Well, and rightfully so.
I think so, too. Yeah. I've heard terrible stories. And can I go on a little tiny rant?
Well, how about it?
Okay. And see if you can prove me wrong. Ooh. I think that vaccines are racist. Would you like to know why?
Well, talk to me.
Okay. So everybody's, or the liberals, they're saying that voter ID is racist, because how are black people going to use a computer? They don't know how to, apparently. How are they going to obtain an ID, because they also don't know how to obtain an ID? And they can't go in person to vote because they have jobs and they just can't take the time off. So vaccination. How can we expect, If voter ID is racist, then how can we expect black people to set up an appointment for vaccination, get their card that says they're vaccinated, and then keep going to the pharmacy for their second dose and then their boosters because they have to go there in person? So aren't vaccines racist?
Because black people aren't allowed in the stores, is that what you're saying?
No, because of all the reasons why voter ID is racist, says the liberals.
Well, because they need an ID to show who they are before they get their arm jabbed.
Sure, that, and they need to use a computer to set up an appointment. They need to get their card. They need to go and show up in person and not just do mail-in vaccinations. They have to go in person. So from the, if you're thinking like a liberal, shouldn't vaccinations also be racist?
And
I'm just saying
racist,
kind of
so it doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly. Like, I saw an article, I think it was a week or two ago, where a black guy got kicked off a flight because he wouldn't wear a mask, and he's saying that the airline is racist.
Yes.
So somebody in the comments, which was the first comment, which made me laugh a lot, said, well, I wouldn't say that's racist. And then it was like, dot, dot, dot. Actually, yeah, you know what? That's racist. End all mask mandates. Because at this point,
true.
It's so silly. It's so silly. You call everything racist, and then it's like, okay, we shouldn't do it. So for me, you know what? Vaccinations are racist. If you're going to say voter ID is racist, then vaccinations are racist.
Well, remember, we have to get out of the mindset that these are vaccines, because they're not. They're injections.
Sir, you're absolutely right. I should not even be calling it a vaccine. Whenever
I have to think that way now, too.
Whenever I text it, I use the word vaccine in quotation marks. So if I ever accidentally say the word vaccine, I'm saying it in quotation marks, because I know it's not a vaccine. But,
all right, so next up here, unless you have something, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about how I kind of wanted to post that on Facebook and kind of make it a funny thing, but so far I don't have any anything wrong with my Facebook. Facebook hasn't given me any problems, so I don't know if I should post it. But I wanted to talk about how Facebook officially banned Trump today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but then did you see Trump's message and his new website?
Yeah, I saw his little declaration thing there.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. I mean, the one thing that I can say against Trump is that I don't agree with him saying that people should get vaccines and him possibly getting the vaccine himself. I don't know if he actually got it or not. I know it was filmed, but who knows if that was actually the vaccine. I don't know. Maybe I'm too much of a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. But I think that's a good step in the right direction. And then I don't know if you read what Zuckerberg said exactly.
But no, not that I remember. I scanned over it earlier, but if you have it up, go for it.
Yeah, so he said Trump's Facebook account should never be reinstated because we know what he'd use it for. Former president used social media as a propaganda tool to try to undermine American democracy. Of course he'd do so again if he'd given the opportunity. The risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great. What?
But they let
what
creepy
propaganda?
People call Joe have a spy book, and Kamala can have one.
Right? I feel like that's more propaganda than Trump at all, because everything that Trump said was his opinion, I might add.
Nobody else is allowed... You're allowed to have an opinion, but only if Spybook agrees with you.
Yeah. And then I also read something that I kind of wanted to ask you what you thought about, was the person who wrote about this article was on Newsmax, said the exposed data includes the personal information of over 533 million Facebook users from 106 countries, including over 32 million records on users in the U.S. It includes their numbers, or their phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, locations, birth dates, bios, and in some cases, email addresses. It's not too much to ask that Americans delete their Facebook accounts if they haven't already. And that's kind of scary to me that Facebook does know all my information, pretty much.
Well, so they don't really have mine. They have an email address I barely use.
Yeah, but it made me think, like, oh, wow, yeah, Facebook does have my full name and has my several email addresses of mine, and I wonder if they do have my address.
Well, a lot of people have their phone number on file at SpyBook. I pay $100 a year for a fake phone number that will accept a text message if I have to log into my SpyBook. So
then,
they don't have a lot. And not only that, but I use a VPN, so they don't have access to my IP address.
Yeah, I have a VPN, too. What VPN do you use?
Avast.
Oh, okay. I use Nord.
Okay. I don't know if any are better than any others. I just know that as long as you have one, that your IP address seems to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've been happy so far with mine, and I already paid for 2 years, so I'm set for 2 years at least. But one thing that I didn't know that I saw from Trump's statement today, or not today, I think it was yesterday actually, was that, did you see that Mitt Romney was booed off, or not off the stage, but he was booed
yes.
while he was on stage in Utah?
Correct. That's hilarious.
Yes. Especially because, you know what? I voted for Mitt Romney a very long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, from seeing what he did, I'm almost ashamed for voting for Mitt Romney. But I think at the time he was the best choice, but no, I
voted for Gary Johnson that election.
Who's that?
The Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson. That's who I voted
Never
for.
Never heard of him.
Oh, he was the... Wait, no, was that in 20... Yes, it was 20... Yes, okay. Yeah, because I voted for him in 2012. And then 2016, he was a different person, and I didn't like him one bit. But he was on the show a couple times.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
But, yeah, he was the Libertarian candidate. And you could look him up, I guess, but...
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I just know that... Oh, seeing what Romney did and how... I had tickets to see him in person, but then at the last minute I couldn't go. And I'm right now at this point, I'm so glad that things came up and that I couldn't go to see him because no thank you. And I'm so happy that people booed him while he was on stage because he deserves to be booed.
Well, he's just one of the rhinos.
Yes,
what got
exactly.
me was that he told the people in Utah he was going to move there just so he could run as a senator in the state, and people voted for him. But now, he I don't even think he'll win in a primary.
Oh, I doubt it. Oh, because did you see who is going to be running up against Ron DeSantis in Florida?
No.
Who, if I can pronounce his name correctly, it's Chris Christie? Let me look up the right name.
Well, that can't be right. You mean the former governor, Rick Scott?
No. Hold on.
Well, that would be a joke if Chris Christie moved from New Jersey. I don't think that will happen, though.
I know. I keep getting his name mixed up. Sorry. Charlie Christ or Christ.
That's who I meant.
Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Running for governor against, as a Democrat, against Ron DeSantis. And
well,
my husband was asking me, what?
I said, good luck on that.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I told my husband, because my husband was like, did you see? And I'm like, yup. First of all, we're in Florida. Secondly, I'm pretty sure he abandoned Florida at some point. And he wasn't a good governor. And everybody loves DeSantis right now. Several people are saying, make America Florida. So I
yeah.
highly doubt that Ron has anything to sweat.
Yeah, people are moving to Florida because of Ron DeSantis, not in spite of him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
So what's Shirley Chris going to run on? That he wants to make Florida just like every other state? That's not going to play.
Yeah, no thank you, and we don't want that. We're perfectly happy here.
Like everybody's moving there from Maryland and Pennsylvania saying, man, I just wish we had higher taxes, and I wish they forced masks on me because I don't like going to a store without a mask on. I just wish somebody would come along and raise our taxes and take our freedom away and put us in lockdown too. I don't like being allowed to go to the grocery store whenever I want. I want to be told when I can go, and I want to know that if I go to the store that I'm the only one in the store. So, yeah, let me vote for Charlie Crist because I hate this freedom. I wish I could move to Cuba.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. But what's scary, though, is that vaccine passports and stuff, that's going on soon in other countries. You know that I'm from
other
France.
Other countries, you mean other states?
Yeah, other states, too. But I'm talking about countries like France, for example. I know I have a friend that's saying that they're pushing on green passports, and pretty soon they're not going to be able to go out to even go grocery shopping without a green passport that, oh, you got the vaccine. So that's kind of what scares me, is other countries also doing this, and then other states here wanting the same thing. And I don't get it, but I think what Ron DeSantis has done so far, which is banning vaccine passports, is wonderful. And I even told my friend, who's from France, that was telling me about this, just come back to Florida, because she used to live here. So that's just my stance. And I hope that if Ron DeSantis does run for president or for vice president in 2024, I do hope we have somebody just as good in Florida, because we need it.
Well, your lieutenant governor, I forget her name, but she seems okay. But
who?
I don't know the name offhand. I apologize. But I know it's a female, and that might be who you might be looking at.
Okay, I mean, good. I just want somebody that will be just as good as Ron DeSantis has been, and just as bold and not scared of criticism. Because I know that there's a lot of liberals that are super mad at Ron DeSantis and what he's been doing, but then the rest of us are here applauding him, saying, yes, thank you. Thank
well,
you for what you're doing to Florida.
Those liberals can go back to New York if they want.
Or California or Oregon.
Yes, put them all in Oregon.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know, you probably didn't see because you're not in Florida right now, obviously. Today, Governor DeSantis gave $1,000 to all police officers and first responders.
Oh, so he gave them a stimulus.
I'm not sure what he called it exactly. No, he called it a bonus.
All right.
He said people in other states are defunding the police. We are benefiting them. And I have to say, where I live right now, our police officers get paid a lot. And it's for good reason. We have a lot of really good police officers, people that were in New York and were detectives and were going against mobs. And they're here in Naples protecting us. And I have to say that I am absolutely happy to be here. And when I see police officers, I make sure to smile at them. Because we need officers here. Everywhere. And I don't agree with what Oregon is trying to do. And also, I don't agree why officers are willing to move from a place like Florida to Oregon that are police officers. Because
well,
I do know some people. Because maybe what?
They hate freedom. Maybe they secretly want to be Antifa members.
Yeah. I just don't get why the liberals need to be told what to do.
Yeah, they hate having brains.
For me, as long as you're not hurting my family, or my friends, then you're fine. Do what you want. But
yeah, they don't understand that concept, though, because what they want is also what you should be doing. They don't like the fact that they can't control you. They want to deal all your problems to you and let you figure it out, and you're just supposed to like everything that they like. Just think, they also want to fund your education from age 3 to 22. So from preschool to the end of college, they want to fund everything that you do so that they can have control morphing your mind into what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine having mandatory preschool?
I'm sorry. Is it not mandatory right now?
Preschool?
Yeah.
Like a three-year-old? No, that's not mandatory. Well, they want it to be mandatory.
Okay.
But then they want you to put the kid in preschool.
Huh. Okay, I wasn't aware. I mean, I don't have kids, and I don't remember what I don't think I went to pre-K. But I honestly can't remember. But I heard that Biden was doing a program to have universal pre-K.
Yes. And that's
and he was giving, I think it was something $1 billion.
Well, they want a $4 trillion economic infrastructure plan, but only 5% of it goes towards roads. So when they talk about infrastructure, it's about making sure that everybody's pre-K is paid for. So it'll be free to go to pre-K.
Wow. Yeah, I read about that, but I didn't realize that pre-K was not mandatory.
And
right
your
now.
And your 4-year university will be paid for too.
Wait, what?
That's the whole push. Your college education for 4 years, they want that to be free.
Do I get a refund then?
No.
Okay, then I'm not interested.
But if you can't, But if you can't, if you have a student loan, they might be willing to help you fix that. But if you paid for it on your own already, then there's no refund.
Interesting. I guess I need to look more into that. I didn't really look into it because I'm done with school. And I don't have any kids to send to school. As of now.
So I would consider, being that you're in Florida, I would consider, if I was you, not to pry too much into your personal life, but I would try to procreate now if possible.
Really? Right now? It seems like such a terrible time.
Yeah,
I know,
but it's only getting worse. And if you want a kid, that in 18 months, at least you could say you have one, whereas who knows, it might be illegal sometime to have kids.
I don't know. I know my best friend just announced to us that she's pregnant, though, so that's a good thing. Her husband have been trying for a while, so at least there's that. I'm happy for my best friend.
Well, I just think that they're going to try hard with all this sterilization, and if you could try to say you have one now, it might be better to try now than in 2 years.
Well, see, my issue is if I go to the doctor, I'm not going to wear a mask. So that's my issue. I'm going to have to find a gynecologist.
There's doulas that come see you for your home birth.
Yeah, but I think that to see for, like, all the checkups and everything, you need to go to a doctor so that they have all the equipment and stuff. So right now that's not really in the book.
You'll be
us.
Able to find a doctor without a mask. Even if you have to drive a little bit, there will be somebody in your area that will take you without a mask. It is Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's something that we kind of have been talking about, but we're not certain yet. We'll both be 30 soon this year. He's turning
30.
That's
another thing. I think you're at a decent age. I had my first kid when I was 29.
Oh, yeah, around the same age as us. I'm 29 right now. He'll be 30 next year, or not next year, sorry, next month. And
yeah.
I keep poking fun at him because he thinks that means he's going to be old. And so I joke with him all the time. I'm like, "Ooh, next month, you're turning old." And he gets all upset. I think he's actually really upset that he's turning 30 next month. So I'm looking to prank him some way. I don't know what I'm going to do exactly, but I have some ideas. But I am going to prank him a lot because he thinks 30 is old.
In less than a year and a half,
ideas.
I'll be 50.
Yeah, so if you have any ideas for making fun of him being 30, send them my way because I'm going to have fun next month with him. But it's funny because in less than a month after his birthday, then I turn 30 as well. So it's kind of like I'm calling myself old, and I realize that. So I don't feel bad making fun of him. But I do want to do something special.
By the way, you did see where Bill Gates and Melinda are getting divorced, right?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that too. Do you think that it is legitimate, or do you think that it's because Bill Gates wants to set some finances aside?
Could be a little of both.
Do you think it's?
But rumor is that Melinda Gates feels like she was lied to about Jeffrey Epstein, and now that all this is coming out, and you combine that with things like he wants to block out the sun, it's he's crossed into that creepy mode that even a globalist doesn't want to be around. It could be just for financial reasons, in case Bill Gates goes down for war crimes, Melinda Gates doesn't have her name on anything.
Exactly. I don't know which one to believe, because I think those are all...
It could be both.
Possible. Yeah, it could be both. And I know I told my parents about this last night when we were having dinner, and I was telling them how Mitch said, oh, you know what, oh, she's finally getting away from that creeper. She's finally opening her eyes. And I told Mitch, I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think she's just as evil as him. I think there's a sinister plan behind this. I don't buy it. In my gut,
well, then,
I don't buy it.
But he could be creepy and she could know a lot. But it could be that she doesn't know everything. I don't tell my wife about my day-to-day finances with my business stuff.
Possibly. I mean, I tell my husband everything about my day-to-day stuff, so I don't know.
But I think the Jeffrey Epstein stuff is legit, and I think stuff
possibly,
like blocking out the sun is a little out there as well. And...
Yeah.
But she stinks too, though, so it's not like she's a fairy princess or anything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told my family. I said, she's just as evil, but I do think the blocking out the sun, when I first found out about that, I had to do my own research because, once again, that was something else that I couldn't believe. That was actually happening. I was like, no, this has to be a conspiracy theory. And then I looked it up and realized, oh my gosh, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is real. Are you kidding me? But I don't know.
But I'm sure she's going to be paid off rather nicely so she doesn't spill the beans on anything.
Yes, that's what I think. That's honestly what I think. And in my gut, I think they're probably going to stay together if they even have any romance between them at all. I don't know. But I don't think that this is a legit divorce. I think this is almost like money laundering.
I just think personally that he's feeling some heat right now. And maybe they're trying to figure things out because they're afraid that he might be going down. So they might want to allocate out his finances before he gets in trouble. And you combine that with somebody that doesn't want to be there anyway because she doesn't approve of Jeffrey Epstein, and maybe things like I'm not saying blocking the sun is it, but it's things like that unless you're really into it also, you are not wanting to really take part in that. And at some point, you can't say, well, that's just my husband's thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So who knows? Maybe Melinda just likes aborting babies but doesn't want to be part of seeing 3 billion people die in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's always possible. You don't know what's in these people's hearts. But... for people like Melinda Gates, I'm sure they're willing to accept some tyranny, but I don't know what that magical part was that might have crossed the line so that they could have the conversation. I think it's a little bit of of trying to protect assets as well as one person just not interested. So it could be both.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. I mean, I know of people that have divorced just because it was more financially wise for them to divorce. So that's why that's at the top of my list of reasons why, and also because I think that Bill Gates is going to want to allocate his money elsewhere so that when he does get in trouble, which I think and hope he will soon, that, well, his money is going to be put away. So he's good, but which I'm not happy about, obviously. But for him, it's a plan. It's all a plan. Because I'm sure he is sensing people upset with what he has been doing.
Oh, absolutely. He's become the most hated. Well, if your husband became the most hated man in America and you see all the reasons why, at some point you're like, why do I want to be involved in this?
No, that's not true. I know his soul.
Not every time. I'm saying sometimes that happens.
My husband isn't a good example because I know his soul. We're basically like two peas in a pod. He's basically like the male version of me. So that example wouldn't work. But, well, yes, for other people, I can understand that.
Let me put it this way. My wife and I are not friends on Facebook.
Why not?
We haven't been friends on Facebook in about 10 years just because of that, where I didn't want her seeing my post and then I have to have it analyzed by her, and then I torment her with some of the stuff that I say, so it's best that we have our own private Facebooks.
Okay, and I think that works for some people. For me, I don't post a single thing on Facebook until my husband reviews it. I'm like, is this okay for me to send? And I make him stop.
Well, having a radio show host and some people say things bad, I don't want her worrying about what other people are saying and telling me I'm wrong or having to worry about whatever. It's like, just we're going to see each other every day anyway. It's not like she is having to message me and ask me, hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah. But does she support everything you do, though?
I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, so I think as long as you have something good going on, it's all good. Everybody's relationship is different.
Yeah.
And for you to have somebody that's like, you know what, you do your thing, but you
that's
need to hang out with me.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, so that's fine. Everybody's different. For me, I'm a little more needy.
Yeah, I'm not.
My husband texts me if I haven't texted him within an hour. He's like,
oh,
is everything okay? I know. When he's at work.
I can't live like that.
He starts worrying about me because I text him about the most random things. I'm like, oh, it's so cute. Our cat is sitting in the hammock. Or, I don't know what to eat today.
I try to make my words count. I can't do that.
Yeah, I send my husband like hundreds of texts in a day. But that's the beauty of humanity. We all have different relationships and we all find our soulmate that work with our wants and needs, and we fulfill each other differently is, I think, the best takeaway from this.
Well, I'm not looking for a parrot either, so I don't need a female version of everything that I believe in.
Of course not.
If somebody is interested in some of the stuff that I do, that's just icing on the cake.
Yeah.
But as long as they're not a liberal, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I know. My husband knows that if you're a liberal, that's a deal breaker for me. But have I ever told you how my husband and I met?
No.
So, do you know the video game World of Warcraft?
I know of it. I've never played.
That's how we met.
Okay.
And we just started talking, and we just started getting along so well. And then we started hanging out on Xbox, and we started watching videos and playing other video games. We're big gamers. We started playing video games together, and everything just clicked. And it was crazy because he was in Michigan and I was in Florida. He was born in Michigan, always lived there. I was born in Florida, always lived here. And just everything made sense between us. And he eventually got a ticket here to Florida, plane ticket. And that's how it all began. So we're kind of like best friends even before being husband and wife. So I don't know. It's kind of cute. I love bragging about us because I love our story so much. So if I can tell anybody that, I'm happy to do so, especially because it's going to be our anniversary this year. Or not this year, sorry, this month.
I was going to say, what wedding or, how long, who would have a marriage that wouldn't have an anniversary this year?
Right. So our wedding anniversary is going to be on May 26th, and our official Facebook, You're My Boyfriend, I'm His Girlfriend, is also May 26th, but 8 years ago. So we're celebrating our 8 and 1 year anniversary this year.
Well, this month, my wife and I have known each other for 11 years.
Wow,
so
that's a long time.
We've been married for about 10 and a half years.
Oh, that's nice. See, you went right for it. We waited 7 years to get married.
Yeah, we did that. But
yeah.
That's okay.
And yeah, of course. Like I said, everybody's different. And I just think that I'm a big hopeless romantic. I don't know if you know this about me yet. My favorite movies are romantic comedies. So I love talking about this stuff.
See, I'm just different. My favorite movie of all time is Endgame by Alex Jones.
Oh, we watched that recently. That was really good. What I told one of my liberal friends about Alex Jones is that he says things that are straight to the point. He doesn't care if it hurts your feelings. And some people might disagree or agree. Some people might say he's cuckoo for saying things like that. But then it almost always is true. And then people that were calling him crazy or saying that, no, it's not true, they're going back and saying, why did nobody warn us? And
nobody told me.
Here,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, and we're all here like saying, Alex Jones did right there, like a year ago. Do you see this proof right here? Website. he told you. You called him crazy for it.
No, I had people laughing at me back in 2008 when I first started doing shows, so I understand.
Yeah, and that's so not okay. And I think that it just proves them wrong. And I said this to a liberal friend of mine who I actually invited on the show if he wants to come, because I know you and I would have fun talking to him, but I don't think he's interested. He hasn't spoken to me in months ever since I told him that I thought Trump was a true patriot and I wasn't going to get the vaccine, and no, I was still not wearing a mask. I think he might have blocked me. So that's interesting. But that's okay. I have other friends.
So see if this makes sense to me here, because I'm going to switch topics.
Sure.
So Arizona, there's over 100 liberal attorneys on team no audit. So what they've agreed to now, what the regressive attorneys wanted was they're not going to check ballot signatures, because that was one of the sticking points with this audit, is that a lot of the signatures were not matching. So the liberals demanded that the signatures don't get looked at, and the judge sided with that.
I thought that was the opposite. I thought that they were having the recount and that they found a bunch of...
Oh, this came out today.
Oh, really? I did not see that.
Yeah, let me get you that real quick. I was reading from the Gateway Pundit before the show.
So does that mean that the invalid votes aren't going to be counted?
Well, I don't know how they're going to do this, because if the signatures did not match, I was trying to read this and see if there's no signature, does that count because it's not signed? If it's not signed, then that's a lot different than somebody's signature not matching. But if there's the UV light on the true ballots, then that won't matter that much anyway.
Oh, wow. This is the first time that I'm reading about this. I really thought that Arizona was going to...
They have been.
...say that...
They've been counting and doing a very good job up to this point. And their whole team of attorneys are there to mess things up. It's crazy that if you believe in your election so much, why do you have over 100 attorneys fighting every step of the way?
Exactly.
The average person should see this is blatantly obvious that they're trying to get in there and make sure that nothing happens.
Yes,
but,
and I think even if you are liberal, you should want to make sure that the election was fair, because this just goes against everything you stand for as an American. If there was cheating done, then you should just step back and say, okay, I was wrong, and the majority of Americans want freedom, which isn't what...
But the main issue, though, is even if somebody does not want Trump and they voted for the other guy, if you're saying, I don't care if there was fraud, I just want my guy in, well, what happens in the next election when that one's stolen from you?
Well, if it can even be stolen at this point, I've heard terrible news articles about stuff like that, about how we might never have a fair election ever again, which is very scary.
Well, that's kind of my point, which is why the average liberal should not say to themselves, I don't care how many fraud votes there are, my guy won, because that's against everything we stand for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But having over 100 attorneys on a team to try and get them to stop an audit, and the judge said, okay, put up $1 million bond and we'll wait for your team to get some answers going, and they didn't want to post a bond, so the election started. Or not the election, but the audit.
Right. Well, I just hope it keeps going. I didn't realize this was going on.
Yeah, every step of the way, these attorneys are trying to get in and do anything they can to disrupt the process and to stop the revote.
My
because if they could stop the revote, then they can just say the lie over and over again.
Oh yeah, but my husband suggested something the other day, and I don't know if this is even possible. What if, and can we ever do a recall for Biden and have everybody have mandatory in-person voting with IDs and do a revote? Could that ever happen?
Probably not.
I told him probably not as well, but I told him that's a good idea because then we would be able to see for sure who really voted for Biden, especially because I'm sure you saw that only 11 point something million joined in on his state address, his last one. It was last Wednesday we were doing the show, whereas with Trump, all of his addresses have been either 36 million to 40-something million. But
so,
Biden...
So another follow-up on this, and Kelly Ward from Arizona is discussing that Biden has just deployed the Department of Justice to go to Arizona to try and shut this audit down.
He must be scared.
Right. So I don't know how the alleged victor can stop a recount to show that they were wrong. I everywhere else in the United States up until this year, if you had a question because of a close election, you were allowed to ask for a recount. But allegedly any day now, the Department of Justice is going to ask them to, and not an ask in a polite manner, but they're going to demand that this gets shut down and they don't have any recount. And who knows, maybe they'll have an executive order saying they're not allowed to discuss recounts.
Yeah, I mean, hold on, sorry, my cat is driving me crazy.
But yeah, no, I absolutely agree that there should be a recount, and if there's nothing that you're hiding, then you shouldn't be scared. I just want there to be a recount. And because I know a lot of people in Arizona are very much against masks and are very conservative. I know I am part of another group on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Coalition for Individuals. I believe that's the correct name. And they're in Arizona mostly. And they keep talking about stuff like that. And they keep talking about going maskless. It's quite similar to our group, which is great. And I've met a lot of people from there, too. So I think that Arizona is probably, or is quite possibly a red state. Not a blue state.
Well, it's supposed to be, yes.
And I believe, I truly believe that if you count out all the fraudulent votes, Michigan as well is a red state. I truly believe that.
And here, even with a recount, I don't know which way it goes. It would be probably split 50-point-something to 49-point-something, and it's so purple that it should have been recounted anyway.
Of course.
But can't do that. You can't do that here, I guess. And the legislatures are so scared of their own shadows. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Georgia, and Arizona all should have went red, not because I want them to, but they were part of that block that had comfortable leads, and then at 2 in the morning, they had those raids. And you get people that said that they were hired to bring these Biden votes from Michigan to Pennsylvania, and they're told that they're fake news. Or the people that put up those boards 10 feet high so nobody can look in, that we were told that that's not true. Or the video of a van rolling out hundreds of thousands of votes all for one person at 3 in the morning, that didn't happen, even though there's video. And the one lady that they said they had a water main break in Georgia, and then they get everybody but the Democrats out, and then they take suitcases out from under tables and ram them in 3 and 4 times each so they get counted. And we're told that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the funny thing is that all this fraud is strangely enough for one person. It's not for both sides. It's just for one person.
Yeah. And what makes me mad is that the liberals then say, oh, there's no proof. There's no proof. We haven't seen it.
Oh, I know.
There's no
evidence. That's the point. I was going to say, I've asked, well, what about this video? And they go, oh, I don't go to YouTube. And because you can't get me to click on this link that your evidence is false and I win because you can't show me evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
exactly.
Not providing evidence means that you can show them 20 documentations, but the fact that they don't want to click on it means that they win the argument. That's liberal think for you. Because as long as they refuse it, then they win.
And that's exactly what my mom was saying the other day to me. She was saying, the liberals keep saying that there's no evidence. Are they kidding? All I is evidence that this was a stolen election. And same thing with me. Everything that I see is just, okay, this was obviously fraud. This was obviously not real. Goodness, I've seen so many videos, not on YouTube, not on Facebook, not on Twitter, because they ban it. So when you have the big tech sources blocking those videos, those are the videos that you might want to zoom in on and try to see for yourself why the big tech companies are stopping you from seeing it. And a lot of those videos are the election fraud videos. Because I'm
right.
Telling you, and I know I've said it before, when I went to bed on election night at around 2:30 in the morning, I almost texted my whole family, Trump won! Yay!
Mm-hmm.
because my entire family was for Trump. And I didn't, because I was like, oh, I don't want to jinx anything. So I just went to bed. And then in the morning when I woke up and started working out, and my husband texted me, oh, no, Michigan is a blue state now. I told him, no, you're wrong. Michigan was a red state when I went to sleep. And he's like, okay, look at it when you're done working out, because I see Michigan as a blue state right now. I'm like, okay, and I did. And to my shock, Michigan was all of a sudden a blue state after it was a solid red state when I went to bed. Back on election night, when election night was only one night.
Because Pennsylvania, Trump was up over 600,000 votes.
Oh, yeah.
And then he lost by that. So how is it that the polls are closed 3 hours later? Trump is up by 600-something thousand votes, but then the next day he loses by 30,000 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
So all of a
the
sudden,
only way...
yeah, all of a sudden 700,000 votes come out of the woodwork for one person.
Mm-hmm. The only way it makes sense is if there was fraud involved. And I know that really upsets me, because I was so happy to have Trump as our president once again, but we all saw what happened. And for any liberal that honestly, truly believes that Biden won, I think they need to get themselves checked at the doctor, not for a vaccine, but for their head, because I'm sorry, but I truly do not think that Biden won. Like, deep down
well,
their heart,
many,
I don't
not
think
many so. People do.
A lot of liberals don't think so either as well.
Yeah, but they'll take it, because the most important thing is that they hate Trump. And when you hear Creepy Joe talk, he says that America's biggest threat is people that did not support him.
Well, I certainly did not.
Yeah, so you have Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, coming out and basically discussing about how they want to go against people like us.
Yeah, so that's another really scary thing. It's like, what can you say now? Because part of me wants to speak out, and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, but then at the same time I'm like, wait a second. Are people going to go after me? I already just looked while we were on our break last break. I noticed that a friend unfriended me on Facebook. And I know that's not like being put into some place, but I'm like, okay, so it's starting. I'm starting to speak my mind and people are starting to unfriend me, which I don't care. As long as it's not my close friends and family,
anymore.
I don't care. No,
and that's what makes them upset, is because you don't think like them. So if they need to leave you, then let them, because that's their fault. That's the tolerant liberals that wouldn't hurt a fly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. I was just surprised. But it's okay.
Well, I wouldn't stress over it. I lose friends every single day. Just think, there's not a day that goes by that I don't have a brand new hater.
Yeah. Especially from people on your own side. Jeez.
Yeah, there'll be something that I'll say that somebody will go from having a friend conversation to being my arch rival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I read your post sometimes, and I can't believe it. I don't go on Facebook too much because, I mean, sometimes the things that I read, I roll my eyes back so far because I think it's so stupid that I'm scared my eyes are going to get stuck in the eye roll position. But...
Well, I don't let them bother me.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's good to hear from the other side's perspective, but I get it. I have family that's on the other side, and it's hard for me to bite my tongue sometimes, but it's just something I have to do. But in other news, I know we've been starting to do the drive-through order thing.
Yeah, I want to start that out here because there is a couple of businesses that I think we need to hit.
Do you want to talk about it? Because I think that is a good idea. And I know that if I could do it, I might partake. But I don't think that anybody would care here where I live.
Well, see, but here they would. So, well, then again, if you had a drive-thru that refused to let you order because you were not wearing a mask, then they would probably go out of business. Here, people are so scared of not getting their order or getting yelled at that they do whatever. So just like Broccoli Man said, if you had to show your vagina to show your value to the Democrat Party, that people would do it.
Mm-hmm. So have you done it so far, gone and given a custom order at any drive-thru, and if they didn't accept your payment, just drive off?
I did once, and I complained, and I got a free meal out of it because I called corporate.
Oh, cool.
And they said that was not corporate policy.
Yeah, I was reading about it from your page and from the group that we're in. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of fun to do that. And on top of that, we'd be in our car, so I wouldn't have to worry too much about confrontation. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, there's no way that any place here would require me to wear a mask to give my payment.
No, but you could do a Sprouts, I guess, if you really wanted to practice.
Yeah, we talked about that. Where I'm like, yeah, possibly Sprouts if I'm really that bored. But,
Well, if you want to say you got yelled at least once, then that would be the place to go. Or a whole paycheck,
yeah, that's
maybe.
True. I heard that the Whole Foods in Naples is all right now, that
okay.
People have been going in without a problem.
Oh, well, you'll have to check it out.
Yeah, the thing is that it's only like 15 or 20 minutes away from me, which is frustrating.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of far, especially right now because we're in season, so there's lots of snowbirds. And so the traffic is really frustrating. And here's my theory on Naples driving when we're in season. There are younger kids, and then there are older people, which are the snowbirds from other states, right? And so the older people, they're going to drive slow. They're going to drive cautiously, while the kids, they need to get to their jobs, and they're going to drive fast. So the younger kids are driving more aggressively because the older people are driving so slow, and then the older people are driving even slower because the younger population is trying to make them go faster and scaring them. So it doesn't work. So the roads are very, it's a toss-up if you want to go out or not. I know my husband and I, we plan out when we go out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my theory. I don't know if it's true, but that's just what I get from it. Because I understand both sides. And then there was also one more thing that I wanted to ask you about. Did you see that Chauvin got or asked for a mistrial? And did you see about
the people that were on the jury? I'm glad that came up.
Yeah. I think the jury was biased. After hearing about them, it was a completely biased jury, and I think it should be a mistrial. But I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you had one juror that wore a T-shirt to the jury that said, get your knee off our necks.
That's what I did not read that, but my husband told me that today. And he told me right then and there.
Yeah, so that's not biased at all.
It's very biased.
I know that. I was being facetious.
Oh, no. I know. I know you were. I was agreeing with your sarcasm. I definitely think that it should have a new trial because I don't think it was fair. I almost am wondering, would it be better if it was just a judge trial, no jury? Because at this point, what jury is not going to be biased? Who has not heard about George Floyd?
Well, that's why they were supposed to move it.
I don't know about that, but at this point, I think don't even have a jury trial. But that's my opinion. What do I know? I just don't think that there's going to be any way that you're going to find an unbiased jury at this point. If any American doesn't know about BLM and George Floyd and what happened, they're living under a rock. I don't know anybody that doesn't know about George Floyd or all these things that have been going on.
Hmm.
And then speaking of BLM, I saw in the news that there was a white person that was murdered, and or I think he was murdered or at least injured very badly, and there were a bunch of black people around and they didn't care. And I think it was Steven Crowder that was talking about it, and it's kind of like, okay, if the roles were reversed, then it would be horribly racist, according
Absolutely.
To the media.
Yes.
And I don't think that's okay. For me, I've always been all lives matter. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. All lives matter. And I don't think that history should ever be taken away because we learn from history. So to not make the same mistakes.
Yeah, but that's why they want to. That's why they want to replace and redo history so you can make the same mistakes.
But I don't, that's what I don't understand. Why do they want the same thing to go on?
Because if you don't know about Hitler, then you won't fall for the same reasons why Hitler rose to prominence. They don't want you knowing about that. Just as an example.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, because, back to vaccines. I'm so tired of people talking about vaccines at this point.
Trust me, I don't think it's okay.
And it's like, I just want to shake people almost. Like, do you not understand what's going on? How are you blindly trusting this? And some of very close friends and family of mine that I look up to, think are very smart, they're going and getting the jab. And then they're promoting it.
Well, you can't save everybody, though. All you could do is say what you can and let people be willfully ignorant if they choose.
I suppose. I just wish
and
there was more.
You can't feel guilty
to
about it.
I feel slightly guilty about it because I feel like maybe, if I would have maybe sent them some of the information
Let me just say this. As somebody that has been involved in advocacy for many years and having the radio show host here, you are honestly better off educating a complete stranger off the street than you are trying to educate your own family or your friends because they know you. Some of them have said, I've seen you spill chocolate milk over yourself. So I don't trust you.
Right. That just sucks because I care more about my friends and family than I do about a stranger.
Yeah, but that's why you're supposed to follow their cult. Because if you like them, you would listen to them, not have your own voice.
Right. Yeah. It just sucks. The Liberal Party is all about, or they say that they're all about unity and coming together as one.
Yeah,
but the
unity as you listen to them, that's the unity.
Yes. And I was just going to say, I have never felt so divided than ever before.
Well, remember, Creepy Joe said he's going to unite half of America.
How does he plan on doing that? Because right now all I see is division.
Listen to what I said again here. He's going to unite half of America.
Half of America, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
So half of America is united, and it's the other half that have the problem. That's his way of uniting America. That not reaching a middle ground, but either you listen to me or you're a malcontent. That's our meeting halfway.
Mm-hmm.
There's no listening
yeah.
to your needs. It's only you listen to his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all I know is that I'm not falling for it. I know most people that I hang out with do not fall for it. At least my side of
the
family have not fallen for it.
The ultimate test of falling for it will be later this summer if somebody's getting the quantum dot tattoo / microchip so that they can go to concerts and sporting events and grocery stores.
I shared your post, but I want to see it to believe it before I post something like that. But
no,
I almost shared your post. But
so
when you
get that, there's no coming back from that. So if they believe,
like something...
yeah,
sorry,
if they, if
say,
go
sorry,
ahead,
it
I'll hold.
Like something out of a sci-fi movie. It seems so unreal.
It sounds very real. Because they want to get you on that vaccine passport that they call a freedom pass now. And the only way to make sure that it's legitimate is they have to have an actual record of your person and paper. They set it up that way so it's faulty. So now you have to have a scan so that everybody knows what's in your body. So, yeah, it's not a sci-fi anymore. They're talking about this being a completely legitimate and necessary thing.
That's just so hard to wrap my mind around.
But it's here. But it's not like you can't say they can't do that. They have it ready to go. You see them physically separating people in sporting events now, vaccinated on one side and unvaxxed on the other, and they make it really miserable for the unvaxxed. You can't say it's not here. That part's done. It is.
But here. At least they don't have like a microchip in them yet, at least. And I just don't understand how the microchip would work. I just don't understand the technology.
No, you would just scan your hand.
Yeah, but how would it be able to tell if I have it or not?
Well, if you scan your wrist and you're not up to date on your vaccine, then it would beep at you and you're not allowed in the store until you get your vaccine update. And if you don't have a vaccine passport, then you're not allowed entry. It's that simple.
Yeah, it just seems very high tech. Because from the photos I've seen, I'm like, how is that even going to stick to anybody's wrist?
It's a tattoo that reads your insides. Your tattoos stick to you all the time.
Oh. Huh. Well, I don't have any tattoos, so.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to try and give you one. But we're done here. Thank you, Wendy, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for thanking me. And everybody else, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive and remember only you can win. I am Proof Negative and I am Proof.